When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast contains explicit language, which may not be suitable for all adults.
If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this podcast. You have been warned.
And you just, everybody's like quiet and like hiding down, lights off, you know, surprise party shit.
Typical surprise yeah. party shit.
We just hear, comes running in, shut the door, slam the door. Two big old dogs. Chasing his ass all the way up through there, right? What's up, dummies? We're back for another episode of The Randomness Podcast. I'm Kevin Wire.
Oh, you wanted me to do it?
That's Matt Saunders. I'm Matt Saunders.
Well, you came in that one time where you were like, you're this, I'm that, we're together.
Yeah, sometimes there, we need to come up with a plan.
You should just put the name. Crotch level.
Just leave it up there?
Well, at least at the beginning.
Maybe. Because they're going to forget who we are anyway. But it's Monday, and this is the only show we're doing this week.
Yep.
We're going down to the one-a-week model again.
Yeah, you guys seem to like the Mondays.
Yeah, we tried 3 a week, and Mondays did the best.
Yeah.
We tried 2 a week.
Yeah.
Mondays did the best.
We tried none a week.
We tried none a week.
And you guys really liked that, actually.
And that got the best response of keep it up.
Yeah.
Do that more.
You know, like, damn.
I don't think you got what was happening, but, mm-hmm. you know. So we're going to do the 1 week model and leave it that way, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So stay tuned for next Monday. Yeah.
It's good.
Not this week.
No, because you got kind of a busy week this week.
Yeah, I got some things coming up. You know, I got, what do I got?
It's him's birthday.
It is.
It's him's.
So this would be Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So tomorrow, so after this comes out.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, wish me happy birthday tomorrow.
Yep, send him a blowjob.
can you send those?
I wish. Well, they used to do like the... What are they called? Whatever grams?
Singing blowjob grams.
They're called sonograms.
No, what? That's not a singing sonogram?
It's a boy.
I don't know.
Maybe. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just come up to your door and sing like, happy birthday to you and, so you and you and you and you and...
Do they have blowjob grams?
Oh, that'd be great. Some girl just comes up.
Yeah.
And she's just pissed.
Yeah. Are you Kevin? Yeah.
Are you Kevin?
My grandma?
Like, oh, this is going to be disgusting.
We're in West Virginia, but hey, come on.
This is going to be disgusting.
I can't believe we're doing this again. Every year, grandma.
Happy birthday to you.
So, yeah, my birthday. I shall be 47.
40.
Is that right? 47?
47.
Don't look a day over 46.
No, I don't know. No, I mean, you're looking a little young. Your hunch is back, sucked back in a little bit. You're sitting up straight.
Put in the description, how old do you think how old?
Well, they know already now, so.
But how old do I look? And then how old do I act?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, how old do you look?
I mean, 30s is probably good.
I would say 30.
Yeah. 35. You know, I'm getting up there now. Yeah. You know, but when I was in my 30s, I looked like I was in my 20s.
Yeah, you're like, look like you're about 10.
Yeah.
Younger.
Yeah. So
than what you are.
Yeah.
But you act like you're 12.
Well, I'm, yeah. I,
like,
mentally, I stopped growing.
Well, kind of like you're like a mentally handicapped 12-year-old. You love dogs a lot, dude.
I do. And hugs.
And then yeah, you just hug dogs.
Helmets and pudding. I love it all, man.
That's not fair, dude. Everybody loves pudding.
I'm a functioning.
It's just not fair, dude. Puddings is good.
I know, but some are hugs. How come all the bad things are associated with being a toy?
Yeah. Yeah, which is they're more free, you know, like they're more free and open. And
it is, you know, who it, I say that a lot about, not about mentally handicapped people, but
well, you say a lot of stuff about,
but like dumb people.
Yeah,
they don't have, you know, and ugly people.
Well, what do you mean about that?
What, you ever seen two ugly people together?
A lot.
They're holding hands, like, oh, yeah, in public. Yeah, they're hugging. They're kissing in public.
Yeah,
they're laughing. They have a good time.
Yeah,
they found
they got great personalities.
Well, because they found each other. They found somebody. You know. Well, yeah, and their personalities are good.
Are just top notch.
But, and then you see two like, oh, you know, you see like a handsome man with like a really hot chick.
Yeah, and they're pissed.
And they just don't like each other.
Oh, they hate it. Maybe they need to get with the ugly person. Maybe that's the key.
Well, sometimes you see that too. And I'm not sure how that works out. Because especially around here. And I think it's because
there's not a lot of people.
Girls really don't have an option around here. They're going to get like a farmer or...
Or a farmer.
Yeah. Or a,
they're going to get a redneck or a country boy.
They're going to get the farm owner or the farm worker. I mean, it's only... there's not too many options. So
that is true.
Anyway, wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Tell you what. Here's what you can do for my birthday. First of all, subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
If you're not already.
Tell your friends.
But.
Tell your friends for criminy.
Yeah. You can buy me a virtual beer. And how you do that is, actually, the website is buy me a coffee.
You can buy me a coffee.
buymeacoffee.com/randomness. I'll put that down here and I'll put it in the description. But yeah, go out. It's a way to support the podcast.
Yep.
You can buy us as many beers as you want.
Which would be nice.
It's a small price. It's $2 for a beer.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. And you're contributing to the podcast. You're contributing to virtual drunkenness.
Well, how many? Because we're going to use that money to buy beer.
Well,
you know, we're just
like partly beer and then partly a new camera. So you
Yeah, well, a new camera would be better.
Yeah. That's what we're working towards, is getting some new equipment.
So then you can see how old we really look.
Yeah, you can really see the 47 on my face.
Yeah.
But yeah, go out to, I don't know if I have this right, but I'll put it down there, but it's www.buymeacoffee.com/randomness.
I think that's right. Yeah.
And you can go right on there, log in. It's real simple. You can send us a love note and all that stuff.
What?
I don't know. It says send something nice, but
we're going to get some dick
pics. And we will be able to, once this gets going, we'll have some membership levels on there if you want to just become a member, and there'll be some exclusive content, just random posts, videos, different things like that.
Yeah.
And extras, I think that's what they're called. But anyway,
that's cool. We got a good bit of extra stuff.
Oh, we got a lot of extra stuff, and we'll have more. And then the more we get, the more we'll put out. So
the more we get, the more you get. The more.
I just said more. I don't know, but we've been drinking real beer, so help us get off that and get on the virtual stuff.
Yeah, it's like a patch.
Yeah, it's like the new 12-step
program. Yeah,
I don't know how that works, but anyway, buy us a beer, dummies. And so, birthdays.
So what are you doing?
I don't know. It's supposed to snow really bad, so I don't know what we're doing. Probably just hanging out here. I got some steaks. And some potatoes I'm going to make.
Oh, yeah. That's a man's meal right there. That's how men eat.
Got a couple New York strips. Oh, God. Grill them up.
Yep.
And have that. But it's probably just going to be me and my wife and
just the fam.
Two dots. Third dots is somewhere else.
You're calling them?
Dots.
Are you just
not
stroking?
Not D-O-T.
You're stroking in the middle? You're stroking out? In the middle?
No, just dots. It's cool. It's what the cool
dads.
It's what the cool dads say.
Yeah, it's what the kid dads are saying.
Yeah. Sons and dots.
Yeah. It does need to be shorter.
Daughter. Yeah. And it's not D-O-T-T-E-R either.
Daughter?
Yeah.
It's not?
No, my daughter told me that.
My daughter told me that.
Yeah, maybe if you're...
My daughter.
Your daughter.
Yeah.
So yeah, birthdays.
I kind of miss the big family birthdays we used to do.
Yeah, when you know. Yeah, for kids.
Well, I mean, no, I mean like the ones we used to dress up. Remember, like
Oh yeah.
Like a few years back, we'd get it.
Would there be like 15, 20 people?
Yeah, and we'd be drinking
like crazy and dressed up
like crazy.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before. You go back to see one of the episodes. I showed a bunch of my outfits anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You're the king of that. Are you going to dress up for your own birthday? What are you going to dress up as?
Probably just a 47-year-old man. Probably wear this, actually.
Well, you've been wearing that.
I can't. It looks good, so I'm leaving it on.
That's what you do when you get older. You're just like, you find one like pair of jeans that fit nice, and you're like, I'm never washing these.
This pair, if you go back and watch all the episodes, this is the only pair of jeans I've had on.
Is that the one with the booger on it from last week?
Well, no, I got it off there. I picked it off.
Oh, okay.
I picked it and flicked it.
Pick and flick. Do a little pick and flick.
Yeah.
That was my favorite play in football.
Yeah, the pick and flicker?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why you weren't quarterback.
No.
No one knew what you were talking about.
No, they're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
You made a good quarterback. You were tall.
Yeah.
You still are tall. But
you used to be tall when you were a kid. Yeah. Yeah. What do they have, like a down spurt? It's like your growth.
Wait, when you
spout.
Get old, you get older.
I hit my growth spout.
Yeah.
And it just.
Yeah, no, you get shorter when you get older. So.
Yeah.
It's like grow, 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 stop for a long time and then shrink, 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 shrink.
Yeah.
Shrink
like some old ladies. Yeah. Some old ladies get so short. Dude.
Yeah. Well, everything just compacts.
Yeah.
You know? They lose like everything.
Oh, every disc.
Everything sags and drops and.
Just gravity's a bitch.
Yeah.
God.
Unless you exercise and eat healthy.
Well, you know.
You know. Well, a lot of old ladies right here just worked hard. You know, they just had kids and worked on a farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
And they had kids when it.
When they shouldn't have?
Maybe.
Well,
but like before there was like real good drugs and medicine.
Oh yeah,
that was know, they were just like
they were just out like in a wash tub in the
oh yeah,
you know, with the neighbor lady that was yeah. kind of a nurse.
Yeah, they were like feeding the cows.
Oh, and there was no sterilization or anything like that. It was just give me some hot water and some towels.
Hot water killed everything back then.
Well yeah, and some babies killed, I think. Maybe some moms.
It was kind of a 50-50 who was gonna survive that.
None of anything back in the day was like a crapshoot, you know.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, they got the crud, you know.
Yeah. Well,
tell them to drink some castor oil and
yep.
wrap their feet in some hog guts.
They did do weird stuff.
They did some weird stuff, man.
It's like, man, I got this wound. It's starting to
yeah.
get infected. Spit on it.
Right. Oh, man, Bobby's appendix burst. Go get the town doctor / dentist / priest. You know?
Veterinarian.
Like, yeah, it was like the one guy that did everything. Like the doctor was also like the damn funeral director. And like, you know?
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you know, he was like...
cookie jar.
Yep, I mean...
I don't think he's going to make it.
Yeah, the nurse was like the guy that made coffins.
Damn.
You know?
Dude, yeah. we would have raked it in back in the day, me and you.
I would love to live back in that time.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, it would have been terrible. They don't have Wi-Fi.
I don't care. Man, I don't know. Did I talk about this where my youngest daughter is watching the Andrew Griffith Show?
I think you talked a little bit about
it. Did I do it on air? I don't know. But she started from the beginning and was watching it, you know, and I think I've seen them all just growing up and whatever, but I would live in Mayberry.
Well, yeah, it's a great town.
It's so simple.
Yeah, but you're talking about a different time, though.
Everything was, like, cheap.
Yeah, but if you're talking about, like, the 50s, oh, dude, I'd live in the 50s all day long.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Man.
40s and 50s?
40s, like, 50s. Like, after...
with the gangsters and shit?
Well, and after WW.
Yeah, yeah. Too, okay.
Because,
yeah, yeah.
like, then it's, like, booming.
Right,
baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, everything's cheap. Everything's nice. America's growing. But you don't want to fucking be, like, in the early 1900s or something. Where you're like,
oh, I don't want to fight an engine.
No, 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 because it's made out of metal.
Yeah, metal engine.
Huh? Yeah.
No, I just think, man, it was just such a simpler time. You know.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You didn't have all this crap to worry about. Like, it was just you didn't have to, you let your kids run around town, and
well, yeah,
it was like a big community. Like, you just don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of had it even when I was younger. It was still, yeah, like, if you lived in a neighborhood, it was still, that was a safe place, you know?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, it's nothing safe anymore.
No.
Too many predators.
Too many perverts.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, birthday parties. We were talking about that.
Yeah. Where we all got together and
yeah,
hanging.
But even, like, younger, like, when you were younger, like.
Oh, when I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have good birthdays?
I had some good birthdays, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Like
when
ones?
You're young.
Like 9?
Oh yeah, when you're younger, you're like, oh, like nine birthdays?
No, yeah. Or like when you were nine, yeah. Right.
But yeah, you have good ones like when you're younger. It's like right. Christmas, you know. Kind of, yeah. Toys and whatever.
You get like a yeah something you didn't
like,
get.
Oh, sweet, yeah. You know, awesome G.I. Joes and whatever yeah. the hell.
Our birthdays are at least a little bit past Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, those people that have like right around.
Oh God, that would suck, right?
Yeah. Like, when's your birthday? December 26th.
You're like,
oh. Damn it.
Yeah, sucks for
not,
you,
yeah,
man.
It's not good, but.
Sucks for you, dude.
So.
But yeah, I do remember just being like, as you get older, like birthdays are just disappointing.
Well, yeah, because then you just get, you know, you get money or you get clothes or, you know, you don't get like,
oh, yeah.
You don't get like a set of Transformers or anything.
Yeah. Like when you're like 15 or 16, right. It's like you're in that.
But
like,
you're also like trying to be cool. You don't, you're like, ah, just get me this, you know. But then you don't get a model car and then you're pissed about it.
Yeah. It's like, fuck. It's like, I just got socks and
yeah,
white t-shirt.
But now I'm like, socks?
Oh, a nice pair socks? Of socks, dude.
A good, clean pair. You know what? Was it Michael Jordan that always wore a new pair of socks every day?
Every single day?
I think.
Oh, he could if he wanted to.
I would do that.
Every day?
If I was like that rich.
You pop tags on socks?
I would just wear a new pair of socks?
And just throw them away?
No, I'd donate them or like.
Oh, you Goodwill them or
I'd
something.
Make like grease rags out of them or something. I mean like.
Or sock puppets.
I'd have my daughter sew them together as a quilt or something like that.
A new sock quilt?
Well, one day old sock quilt.
You ever do the lighter trick on them?
Yeah,
how much that quilt would just go up.
Probably son. Woof.
I'd be gone.
But yeah, I love a new pair of socks, man.
Yeah.
Not cheap ones either, like thick, like a good thread count.
Like Egyptian god.
Like I'm
pulling. You're like socks. Way too into socks, man.
I love socks, man.
I know, you're really into them. But
well, I wear socks.
Boy, every
day.
I think everybody should.
Every
I don't know if everybody socks. Does, but
yeah. Well, I don't like and I wear socks. I wear like real socks.
You wear black socks all the time. You're just like funeral ready at
I
all
am.
Times. And it's just, it creeps me out.
Well, you know, I always told people I was black from the waist down. I just wanted to.
How high are your socks? How high are
well,
your socks?
Nobody sees anything except for that. So
it's fucking like way
oh, yeah,
up here.
Like big thigh high socks. Like just, I got them from the women's section one day. I was like, you know what? These things keep my knees warm.
You know, it's been so cold around here. I've been wearing the
thermals.
Long johns.
Yeah.
Thermals. Yeah.
Long
man.
Underwear.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. People call them thermals now, but they were always just called long johns. Or
I call
long
them
underwear.
Long johns. Yeah.
Yeah. Long underwear.
Yeah.
Because they are. They're just long underwear.
Yeah. Do you wear underwear underneath them or you just wear them?
I've done both ways.
Yeah.
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 It's weird without underwear under them.
Yeah, because they're kind of like real.
Yeah, they're back. They're sagging.
Because they're like super tight.
Yeah.
But like their crotch is real low.
They don't ever feel like they come up far enough.
No. No, they like pull way down.
Yeah.
So like you're cracking in the front.
Yeah, well, wow.
Yeah, they're low. They get low.
They get low.
They
yeah.
get real low, dude.
So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I usually don't wear them a lot. I mean, I'll wear them like if I'm working outside in the winter or whatever. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know. But I don't think you ever slept in them.
No.
No. Like a full, like shirt and.
No way.
Tucked dude, into your.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. It's surprisingly, I don't look very good in long johns. I do not have I have no ass. It's bird legs.
Are they baggy on you?
Oh yeah. They just come straight up. Just they're like sweatpants. They're just like sweatpants. Just I have to wear a belt with them.
Oh yeah, they're snug on me. I'm just saying.
I had somebody sew belt loops in mine.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's a good idea. You don't want them falling down.
Yeah.
But I have a sweat. I do wear sweats a lot though.
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Underneath your jeans.
No.
Okay, yeah.
When I'm not doing this, I'm not outside doing something, like I'm in sweats.
Yeah.
In the winter, like but they're just comfortable.
What do you call like your pajama pants?
Oh, sleepy pants.
Sleepy pants. I do too. Did I get that from you?
I think I got them from your dad.
Oh yeah, I think
that he called
them
sleepy
pants.
He called
them sleepy pants.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious cuz he was a really big dude.
Right. It was weird to him say something.
It's
like
kind of like weenie, like
yeah,
sleepy.
Your pants. Sleepy pants.
Because I say it too.
Oh, I do too.
Well, now I have a.
Now I think it might be our family thing that just says maybe because they all say sleepy pants.
Well, now we talked about this too, like things you say, like when you have kids, especially girls too.
Well, yeah.
Like I call them jammies.
Right.
Let's go get your jammies.
Get your jammies on.
It's like I would never say that, ever.
Like when we have a sleepover, you would never say it to me.
No, I call them sleepy pants.
You said, oh, I thought you said sleep me.
That's why you drugged me.
Sleep me pants.
That's why you drugged me.
Them sleep me pants.
Well, they have the miss me jeans and the sleep me pants.
Yeah, right. You know,
so whatever.
Pants. So we've got and just invented a new pair of a new pajama line.
The sleep me pants.
Sleep me pants. Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know why we got.
I don't either. That. We were talking about birthdays.
Oh yeah, we're just rambling. This is the ramble episode, man.
Yeah.
Because we're just on.
Do you ever have like any weird disappointments in birthdays? I mean, we were talking about like you get older and you're like, I didn't get the present.
Oh,
what
yeah,
did you have a birthday that just like,
oh yeah,
got ruined?
Oh yeah. Well, not ruined, but
yeah,
like my 16th birthday for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, just, you know, everybody's going to come over to the house. For
well, yeah,
the party,
yeah. You're anticipating. Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, excited, just going to see everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 16.
Age 16 is a big birthday.
Yeah, but I don't really care. You know, at that point, you don't care about presents
well,
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
as much.
You want
you
money.
Know?
You want money.
You want pretty much money. Yeah. And I was like, just cool to hang out with everybody. And, you know, I'm bebopping around the house and mom's like.
That was rock steady.
we were rocking steady. Yeah. And mom comes up and goes, don't look outside. And I was like, so then I'm like walking around going, there's no way they got me a car.
Yeah,
you know, it's
like,
my 16th birthday.
You're like, I'm 16 today. Don't look outside.
Look outside. And I'm going.
Like where the carport is?
Yeah. I'm like, oh man, no, they can't afford it. You know, but
right,
it's like an hour of me like just walking around like,
Nah. Pacing, like going up to the blind.
Do
nope,
they?
Nope.
Do, yeah, no. Nope. She said, don't look.
Don't look. I'm a good boy. Nope, I'm a good boy.
And then, you know, everybody starts showing up and she's like, okay, look outside. I'm like, what? I look outside and they just like decorated the fence or something out front that just said,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matt. And I'm like,
you got pissed. Just slammed the door.
Fuck you, mom.
Pulled up your long johns and went back.
Tightened up my long johns. Like, bullshit. But I was like, later,
why would you say that?
I'm thinking, did that not cross my mother's mind? Where she was like.
Or maybe it did and she was just fucking with you. She's like, watch this. You know.
He's been an asshole this year.
Yeah.
16.
Some bitch didn't clean his room like I told him to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but it was just like. Did I not cross your mind that? I mean, like, I didn't like expect a car or anything. Like, we're pretty poor.
But after that, you were like,
but after that, it was like, oh shit.
It was in your mind. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. She put it in my head and then ruined it. Ruined my dreams. And, like,
She did ruin it. I don't know that. I don't remember any bad birthdays for myself.
But can you?
Like, and I don't honestly, when I was younger, I don't remember a lot of things.
Was it because of the head trauma?
Yeah, I don't.
Because all the bicycle wrecks.
Yeah. Oh, I had one time.
A bicycle wreck?
Yeah, it was a bad one. Every time. Different podcast, I'll tell you. But I remember going to other people's birthdays more than I remember my own birthday.
Okay.
You know, we used to have a surprise party for my cousin Rocky.
Every year you had a surprise?
His mom would, yeah. Every year.
It's not a surprise after that.
Always was. I don't know why.
Did she do it on like?
No, it was a surprise.
A different day every year.
Yes, yeah, not your birthday, but surprise. So
you can't surprise somebody every year on their birthday.
Well, you can. So I remember, and I may be misremembering this, but I'm pretty sure this happened. I know it at least happened once. Is that we're all there, gathered, and she had sent him over to a friend's house to play or whatever.
How old are you?
I mean, maybe like 8, 9,
okay.
something like that.
So
maybe
young. Yeah.
Yeah, young. And everybody's like, okay, you know, he's supposed to come back at this time, and you know, everybody get ready, you know. And it was like somebody would look out the window, you know, oh, here he comes. And you just everybody's like quiet and like hiding down, lights off, you know, surprise party shit.
Typical surprise party shit.
We just hear Mom! Mom! Comes running in, shut the door, slam the door. Two big old dogs. Just chasing his ass all the way up through there, right? And he gets in there, he's crying. Everybody goes, surprise! And he's like, ah! Right? So, the next year, same house.
Oh, please, God, tell me the dog was chasing me.
Same scenario. Same two fucking dogs. Like, we're all just like, again?
And he didn't know, still.
Oh, yeah. Well, you forget about your birthday when you're getting chased by two dogs. Right?
Well, that's true.
And, you know, he busts in, he's crying, he's like doing the... It's just like, surprise! He's like, just, fucking game!
I'm pretty sure 1 year he got bit.
How many? I swear this happened like multiple years.
Well, until the dogs died. Yeah. Of old age.
Well, now he can't have a real birthday until he's chased by dogs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's ingrained in his head. Yeah. So, you know.
He's like, ain't my birthday.
Yeah. He's like, hmm.
You have to just bark.
1 year he was all sad because no dogs, and I had to get behind him. And
you're like, all right, dude, take off running.
Yep. Come on. I'm going to make your birthday. I'm going to make your 40th birthday really special.
He's like, remember that 1 year it bit me on the bus?
Damn it.
All right. I don't know.
Rocky, you have to corroborate that story.
Collaborate.
So comment in the
yeah, yeah.
That's true.
How many years did that happen?
How many years did that happen? I know twice. If not three times.
Dogs
I know
were
twice.
Assholes, man.
Yeah, they were.
It's his fucking birthday. And you're gonna do him like that?
I'm pretty sure I've got a picture somewhere of all of us standing around and he's still crying. I'm not sure about that. If not, he looks like he was.
I just pictured in my head just a still shot of him getting bitten.
It's all of us kids around, and he's just
he's not having
a good time. So,
damn.
Anyway, I'm yeah. I know it happened twice.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. But yeah, this birthday it was probably just gonna be us because the shitty weather. It snowed, you know, it snowed and iced and all that stuff, and it's raining today. And I think starting tomorrow is going to snow again or whatever. Yeah. Kids have been out of school for a week, and they'll probably be out next week.
It's been pretty shitty weather. You know, yeah. I always think just like, why do we live around here?
Yeah.
Like, it's nice, you know, in the summer, spring, summer, it's pretty nice. Like, you know, the mountains around here are nice.
Yeah, it's not when it's summer, in spring and summer, and everything's green. There's tons of trees and flowers.
It's a beautiful
state. In the fall, like, it's kind of getting better, you know, but after that.
But in the wintertime, you're like,
it looks like death.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, then you can really see all the trailers that are shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, just not that. It's just, even around my house, it's, you know, I'm surrounded by
trees,
right? And then in front, like, of the house, like, past the highway is, like,
yeah, there's a nice view across the road.
Up on top of the hill, you look out, it's really nice looking.
Yeah.
In the springtime.
Yeah.
Right now, it looks like...
It looks like a nuclear bomb.
It does. There's like no leaves. The trees are all like half dead. Yeah. It's just mud.
Oh, yeah. There's fucking... This is the muddy state.
This is the worst.
You know, they almost put that on our license plate.
The mud state?
The mud state.
Yeah, they should. Because there's always mud on our license plates. I know that.
Oh, yeah, dude. My car looks like... A big
turn. I couldn't get up our driveway yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I would got halfway up and it spun and then sliding backwards. And
that's
I'm like,
tricky.
There's a highway.
Yeah, that's
you know,
tricky right
like
there.
Like a highway, like a 55, you know.
Yeah, like a,
you know, where it's 55, you know, we talked about it last week.
Oh, yeah, they're doing 65.
When you go into town,
70. Oh, yeah,
where it's 55, 45, 35, 25.
10-5.
Yeah, 10-5? Yeah.
Is that should be 15, 10-5.
Right.
They should call that 10-5. It is. It's 25, 35, 40.
Yeah.
It should be 10-5.
Right. It's like it should be 20-teen.
Yeah. No. Maybe I'll take it back.
19-20-teen.
I'll take it back.
Then 21.
Well, because you're really going to push that. I'll take mine back. I'll
push for it in school when they didn't do it.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Teacher's like, you say 20-teen.
One more time.
I was like, what about 20 teen times?
And then she hit you.
And then
20 teen times.
And I don't remember after that. And that's back when they could beat us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in the era where they could beat a child.
Yeah, with a ruler. But
anything. They could punch you.
But they had a baseball bat that was just painted like a ruler.
Yeah. They had full-on paddles in every room. Like, not kidding. Like a damn half of a boat oar with holes drilled.
Yeah, I've seen those. Actually, know? Yeah, they didn't like. Luckily, that they were out of that by the time I got in. But yeah, they used to be able to just do that. That's what's wrong with kids, man.
Now a kid can beat the teacher up, and the teacher will get in trouble.
And get fired for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you just need to beat your kids. That's what I'm saying.
One good shot, that'll straighten them out.
Oh, my dad whipped me one time.
Well, it's still probably
stunned. It hurts. Like, that's the reason I have no ass. He just knocked it right back in. He
stunted your ass growth.
And my ass was like, mm-mm.
Nope. We ain't never coming out.
They're like peeking through the curtains. I ain't, he's still out there. I ain't.
Your hole sticks out farther than your cheeks. You have an outie asshole.
Thanks for easy cleanup.
Well, does it?
No, it doesn't. Oh yeah, my ass is just.
Oh, you are. Oh, you're one half of a horrible cookout.
Yeah, that's true. No buns.
Yeah. So yeah, the weather's pretty shitty around here right now.
Yeah, and just like the snow is beautiful. Like if you can just stay inside and look.
Well, yeah. Out. Yeah, right now, like with all the ice and then the snow on the tree, like the trees looked like all white and everything. That looks great.
Yeah, and I actually was, you know, a lot of ice the other day. Yeah. And yeah, it was like on like everything. Oh, yeah, had like, a little layer of ice on
like
it.
Power lines and like fences and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it looked pretty cool.
Looks neat. And then it starts to melt and then it's all just
mud,
brown snow.
Yeah, but just don't eat it either. don't eat the brown snow.
Don't eat the brown, the yellow, any of that.
Pretty much any color snow but white.
Yeah. My kids love snow cream. Like to make ice cream out of the snow.
Yeah.
So you have to go out and scrape off like the first half inch.
Yeah.
Because
you
get down too low and you don't want that.
Yeah. You got to get the middle.
Yeah. You got to get that.
Yeah.
Good snow. And it worked. It's good for it, but like after like 3 hours, it sucks.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold up well.
Yeah.
But it's basically just snow, sugar, and milk.
Yeah.
And then some vanilla if you want.
Vanilla.
Which I do because I love vanilla ice cream.
I think Ben and Jerry's actually has a manila flavored ice cream.
Like manila? Like the envelope?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably do.
It's bad though.
I know. I tried to eat it. I got a paper cut.
It's got pieces of paper in it.
Pieces of paper. It's got chunks in it. They don't just half ass it.
Ben and Jerry's, dude.
Yeah. So
they try a lot of shit, you know?
They try everything. Everything.
Yeah.
They have a Hot Pocket flavored ice cream.
It's been recalled though.
Yeah.
For giving you diarrhea.
For giving you diarrhea.
You want to move on to the hundies?
No, because I had...
You got something else?
I had something else, and it brought back a memory because I wanted the massage the other day. And we talked about my New York massage, and then it got me thinking, like, I haven't had a massage in a while. And, like, the place where I usually get a massage, the lady that used to work there would call me whenever there was a cancellation or whatever. So I would get in kind of regular. Well, she left and now they don't call me anymore. So, and it takes a while to get in to see that particular massage therapist.
Yeah.
So in the past when that's happened where I'm like, man, I'd like to have a massage today. Right. So
like right now,
like today.
Yeah.
So I just get on the phone and like call a bunch of different places around to see.
You call Doug in New York.
Yeah, I try to call Doug Underground New York. And, you know, I'm like, I'll drive 45 minutes to Parkersburg.
For a
massage, you know?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm like, I just go. I mean, to places that are new. You know, you never know. Everybody gives a massage different. So, you know, I've gone different places. So I'll call around and try to find somebody that's got an opening. Well, I did that. The last time I did that, I found a place. And... called like Therapeutic Designs or some weird thing
thing.
And I was like, okay, it sounds cool. So I know where it is, and I'm like, okay, so I go there and show up. It's in this little tiny building, you know. I'm like, okay, you know, and so I'm sitting there waiting. I, you know, said, hey, I'm here, whatever, and they're like, okay, well, she's out, she's coming back from lunch, she'll be here in just a minute. Now, like, okay, cool. So I'm looking around, you know, seeing what the place is about, you know, and they got plaques with like their degrees and stuff on it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking and it's like, okay, massage therapy school, blah, 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 blah. But also, like it said like equine or something, like therapy. And I'm like, is that like a water thing? Or?
No.
Like, then I was
like a horse thing.
Yeah. Well, I Googled it and I was like, that's horse massage. So I'm like, am I in a, do they think I'm here with a horse? they think I got a horse.
Like, forgot my horse.
They got a horse outside. Like they think I rode it here and they're going to get, I'm like, so I'm just like, okay, what the other one says, just like regular massage therapy. And I'm like, so then I was like, does this person like massage humans and horses?
But
so, know, okay. So I'm like, all right, well maybe it's like two different people or something. But I was like, no, that's the same name on the,
thing.
Well, so a few minutes later, the door opens and
a horse walks in.
Almost. This was a huge woman.
Okay. That was a hard age.
Yeah. She was huge.
Huge.
Big lady.
Okay. How big?
She was muscular? Probably
muscular.
6'2".
Oh, just large.
Big like, lady. Probably, you know, 200 plus.
Like jacked.
Just, well, she massages fucking horses. So yeah. And she's about to get them hands on this horse, this pony boy.
This old steed.
This old steed that's got down in the back.
Yeah, man. No wonder your haunch is pushed in, dude.
I got that U back, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, you know, I'm here, you know? So, let's just say it was not a great massage.
She worked you over like a Clydesdale, didn't
dude,
she?
Dude,
did you tap out?
Almost. She was intensely into my bones, I think. I don't know, but it was not a good massage.
Or she was mad because you weren't a horse.
Yeah, she peeked under like, the towel and realized it real quick.
That was idiot. Not a horse. This idiot. But yeah. What is a horse massage?
I guess like maybe race horses or something.
No.
Like they just, yeah. Like they give cows massage to make them softer for meat. So
do they?
Yeah, that's what that expensive, like, is it Kobe beef or like?
I thought they just beat them.
No, stuff. They give them like beer and stuff and like massage them every day. Hell and like yeah. Give them like cocaine or something. I don't know.
Sweet. And they murder them.
They make them eat other cows. I don't know. So tasty. Whatever it does, it helps the meat.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
But yeah, it was like.
I was thinking she does horse massage.
No, she's massaging like.
Are you 100% sure?
Yeah, because I was
not,
I mean,
jerking off horses.
Well, no, but she could. But that's not part of that job.
Oh,
that's
a
hobby.
It's recreational.
It's a hobby.
It's recreational.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know how you combine the. You could just do you start with humans and
well,
then,
why would you put that up? Like you're proud of it in there.
Well, it's a big business.
Do they bring?
They go to the farms, I guess.
And just rub a horse down? Dude, I feel like we can make all kinds of money.
I think you would have to be good or a horse would fucking kick your ass. Horses don't play around, man.
That's true. That's you true. Know? But you could do it for dogs.
But you imagine how, I mean, you're a massage therapist person yeah. at one point.
Person?
Like, yeah. You know, like, just a massaging a human to get down into certain knots and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine a muscular horse, how hard it would be to massage that thing?
Well, yeah, that's why I asked about her. She said you said she was.
Oh, dad. She could handle a horse, I'm sure.
See, I couldn't.
Oh, no.
No, I couldn't.
No.
I just don't understand.
I think they also do, like, dogs, too.
Well, I was going to say, dogs would be a big business.
Yeah, I think they do dogs, but they also do horses.
But, I mean, I feel like, I mean, do animals pull muscles?
Oh, surely. I mean, if you have a muscle, it can be pulled.
Have you ever seen a lion pull a muscle or something?
Well, I mean, you see animals limp sometimes.
Or a gazelle.
You ever seen your dog limp, man? Even after you hit it with a football?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just feel like you'd be rubbing them, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Nah, not a dog. A dog's like, do whatever you want.
No, a horse.
Oh, a horse, yeah.
A horse would be like,
what? If I was rubbing a horse, they wouldn't even feel it.
All right. Just eating.
Just like, what are you? I don't care, dude. It's like, here. Play with that.
This leg's a little tight.
I'm like, yeah, put it back in.
This leg's a little tight.
Looks like it.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, that was
pretty strange.
It was just a weird massage story. Like, well, usually massage therapy, like massage therapists have like, you know, a nice setup in the room and like.
She just had pictures of horses.
Yeah, she had the Kentucky Derby running on the TV. Like, yeah, it was like serene horse noises on the.
Just real soft.
Yeah. Like a little ASMR horse chewing.
You're just laying. You're laying there like, what the laying hell? Face down. It's just a saddle. It's just a big saddle. You're like, sitting on it. What?
You get your legs in stirrups. Like,
I don't think I'm in this thing right.
She's like, yes, you are.
Yep. You need to shove your face in the face hole. Yeah. My face in your. No, wait.
Wait, no. Wait, wait. Yeah, you just put your face in a muzzle, like, on the table.
Did you put oats in here?
Here's your oat bag. Here's your oat bag. Yeah. Oh, God.
This is really dumb. All right.
But, yeah, I mean, you got weird things going through your head when you're getting ready to get horse massaged by fucking the opera singer off the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Good God. Oh, that's good. Good reference.
Yeah.
Good reference.
So, anyway, all right, let's get to some $100 ideas.
Jesus.
Anyway,
we said we didn't have anything for this episode.
I know.
We talked for an hour. So.
Crazy.
I think these are all yours, so I'm just going to pull.
Just pull. Just pull it. Pull. Just
pull. That's what we need. Pull. And just shoot the $100 idea out.
Yeah.
That's a $100 idea.
Buy us a virtual beer. We'll get on that.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if you did this by accident, but it worked out fucking hilarious. It says self-cleaning clothes, but the S at the end of clothes looks like a dollar sign.
Who knows what I was thinking of?
Like, you thought this was such a good idea. I don't know if you just screwed up when you wrote it.
Let me look at it. But it could just be my writing.
It looks like it.
I think I probably started to spell clothes wrong.
I'm sure.
Clothes.
Clothes.
Clothal.
Cloths.
Clothal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But anyway, self-cleaning clothes.
Yes. I thought that was a good idea. And it might be. I just don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah, the logistics.
The logistics of the whole thing. Yeah. But I thought, damn, that would be good for the homeless population.
Mm.
Greg, what do you think?
Greg, brother. Greg?
He may be dead.
He stinks something awful.
But that doesn't mean anything. But if he had self-cleaning clothes,
oh yeah, it'd be nice.
You know, I think how this works is that somehow in the cloth itself, there's little micro soap fibers.
You need like some type of micro bead. Just say bead.
Yeah, little micro beads.
A scented micro bead.
And when you get like super hot and you're sweaty a little bit, like it releases that, and it clings to the stink. In the dirt, and then it just evaporates away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's probably like a limit on like how long it works, but.
Well, what if we do like some type of bacteria that eats all the odor?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you just be covered with bacteria on your outfit.
I mean, right? I'm up for anything at this point.
Yeah, yeah. But you can't. Yeah. Because like, if you do what you're saying, you can't wear any underwear or anything. You just gotta like. Sweat.
Okay.
Sweat on your whole clothes.
Well, what about just we invent a new type of cloth, like a new fiber that just is resistant to everything. To dirt, sweat.
Stink.
Any kind of water. It just never gets dirty.
It's just proof.
Yeah, it's not self-cleaning. It's just never dirty.
The never dirty suit.
Yeah. See, we talk through these things.
It's proof.
It's just proof. It's just all proof.
It's just proof. All right.
Proof. What do you mean proof? I mean, it's all.
It's just proof.
It's proof.
Name something and it's proof.
Yeah. Crayon.
Proof. Name something else.
Bird poop.
Proof.
Bullet.
Proof. Oh. I mean, dude, this stuff is designed by the military.
Proof.
You didn't know.
All right.
It's designed by the military.
But yeah, I mean, if you had, if that was such a thing that could be made for $100, that would have so many possibilities.
Yeah.
You know who would hate it is like laundry detergent companies and washing machine companies, and that's probably all.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we
Jonathan Maytag would be pissed.
Yeah, we put them out of business. Of the Maytag dynasty, we know.
Yeah.
Sure. Everybody knows who that is. I thought. So anyway, self-cleaning clothes.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I mean,
that's pretty good.
I mean, I mean nobody likes laundry.
Dude, I mean, I wish these
jeans were clean.
Yeah, so do I.
It may not be Greg you're smelling. No, maybe my jeans.
I don't think. But I mean, guys wear the same clothes. Like how many times can
how many
you wear
times
a pair
have
of
had,
jeans?
How many times have you worn that outfit here?
Every time.
Every other episode.
Every time, I think. Pretty sure.
And like I said, these jeans have been featured on every episode so far.
Yeah. They're your
lucky. I only own 3 pair of jeans, mm-hmm. and this is the only one that's like acceptable in public.
Oh yeah, the other ones are ripped up.
Yeah, they're dirty, and like my work jeans, and then I do have like a dark pair of jeans that I wear.
Oh, those are like, are they good ones?
Yeah, they're like nice.
Yeah, like if you're going out.
If I'm going out or
to the bees.
Yeah, trying to go out somewhere where I don't need to like wear a suit, but I need to like look nice.
Yeah, like the bees.
Yeah. Go to the bees?
Mm.
I might wear a suit.
That's a little much.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they think I work there and I get free food, so.
Or at least a discount. Yeah. I don't think they give you free food, but.
Man, it'd be cool to have like a uniform for every restaurant you like.
Yeah.
Then you just say, hey, I'm the new guy.
Yeah. I don't know. This reminded me of this. So, me and my wife got married in Jamaica. You remember we went down there, and we had picked out
right near the beach,
the colors that we wanted to use. I wanted to use like a baby blue shirt, some khakis. We were going like kind of a casual wedding, just me and her. So we get there, and every employee is just wearing like a baby blue button up and khakis. So I mean, I was already there, like I already packed all my shit. You don't leave the resort, so I was like, it is what it is. I just look like every employee there, just standing there like,
how many people asked you,
except for I was white.
Well, yeah
but
how many people asked you to go get them a drink or like
I'm like bitch, I'm getting married. Like it's ridiculous. But it would be a good idea, so whatever. Cool. All right. We only got 2 left.
All right.
In this thing.
Do it.
We're not doing both of them because we got to save one.
Yeah, we got to save one for next week because who knows if we'll come up
good
with anymore.
Good Lord. Yeah, it's getting dry. I kind of like this.
Yeah?
Mashed potato chips.
Yeah, I had this idea.
Yeah, you did. You wrote it down.
I wrote it down. It's for real. So
mashed potato chips.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like, you think of a potato chip, like it's just chip. A slice of potato. Mm-hmm. They slice it real thin and they fry it up, right?
Yeah.
You get a good crunch out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what if you made mashed potatoes and you spread them out super thin?
Okay.
Right? And you like, you froze them or whatever you do to them and make them into chip form. Uh-huh. Then you deep fry them.
Uh-huh.
Right? So then you got a chip, like it crunches like a chip, right?
Oh. But then what's the inside like?
But then it, when you, after you chew it, it's like mashed potatoes.
Ah, dude, I like this.
You know, and you could have like, you know, the baked potato flavor mashed potatoes, or you can have bacon and cheese. Or
Guess what?
What?
We'll sell a dip. Gravy dip.
Damn.
Get your brown gravy.
I'll go eat some gravy dip right now. I'll dip a banana. I don't care.
It's just gravy, but.
I'll put gravy on everything.
Oh, yeah.
I want some gravy now.
Damn, we got to end this. Dude wants gravy.
I want some gravy. Mashed potato chips sounds awesome.
I want some gravy. It's ridiculous. Dude, that actually does sound pretty good.
Yeah, I think it'd be a hit. Everybody loves mashed potatoes. Everybody loves chips.
Yeah, it's got to be better than wrap snacks, you know?
I don't even think there's anything in there. I think there's old receipts or like.
Is anybody buying Cardi B's rap snacks?
No.
Did you see, you saw a new one?
I've seen Biggie.
Yeah, I was going to say they got the Biggie. Honey jalapeno, son. That's kind of a Biggie flavor.
It would be. I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Although he would not like it, I don't think. I don't think he would enjoy the whole being on a bag of chips.
Oh, he would be pissed.
He would be so pissed.
Yeah, he'd be like, what if, I don't know, I can't do Biggie.
Yeah, I can't either.
Just, whatever. He said something
he
cool.
He said something cool like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like those guys, like Pac, wouldn't like it either.
Tupac. Like on Tupac, a bag of chips.
Yeah, like a bag of Bugles or something. Like, he would not like that. Please don't.
You put me on some goddamn Cheetos?
No. Nope.
I got thug life across my stomach.
Yeah, you don't want none of that. No part of that. But yeah, you notice it's not... Like, Biggie is the only one, really, that is, like, a legit...
Like, rapper.
Rapper that's on there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got, what, Migos, Cardi B, like...
Yeah, I forget what the other ones were. I took pictures of
them. 2 Chainz. I don't know.
Sent to you one day, because I was like...
2 Chainz got...
What the fuck is this?
You know, his flavor is turkey. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody... is a fan of rap music.
You know that reference.
It's 2 Chainz, dude. He said, my favorite dinner is turkey lasagna.
He meant that shit.
Like, it's hard.
He
I
meant that
know,
shit.
I don't know.
That's so, cool, yes. Yeah. But yeah, I think mashed potato chips would be a big hit. But the gravy dip?
I'm down for that. Gravy dip.
Gravy dip.
I like your idea, man. Doing the... like the.
Maybe you got gravy chips, too. And you put them in the same bag. And then you stack them like Pringles or something.
Because, you know, nobody ever eats one fucking Pringle out of there. You just grab whatever your hand can grab. You eat 8 chips.
Yeah.
They're all just...
And Pringles are almost mashed potato chips anyway. They're not real chips. Pringles,
no, they're not.
They're not like a slice of potato because you can't bend them like that.
No.
They almost are Pringles mashed potato chips.
God damn it. Google.
Find out. Is it
taunt? Taunt.
Where's that producer?
Where's a taunt when you need one?
Never here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe
I gotta figure out what a Pringle is.
A Pringle, I think it's like...
Is Pringle like...
Pringle's like the bologna of potato chips.
I was thinking it was kind of like a Yoo-Hoo. Because like Yoo-Hoo is not milk. It's just chocolate drink.
It's chocolate flavored water.
Yeah. It just says chocolate drink on
yeah.
it. So like maybe...
There's some weird foods out there, man.
Maybe Pringles is just like...
Potato-like. Yeah. It says potato...
Potato-flavored substance.
Yeah. Does it even say potato?
I don't know if it does.
Pringles, just chips.
It just says chips. Made with 1% real potato.
What's a Pringle? Is a Pringle like a fruit? Or, I mean, a vegetable?
Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm confused.
Now, yeah. Some of the shit we eat, I'm not sure about.
Oh, it's sketchy for sure.
Like, man. American cheese is not even cheese.
It's not even American.
No.
That's the shit that pisses me off.
It's like processed cheese food is what it says.
That don't even make sense.
That's like what, that's like what you feed cheese.
That's what you feed cheese to make cheese.
Yeah. And most cheese is just mold anyway.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're right.
I don't know.
You're right.
So anyway, I think that's going to do it for this week.
Yeah, thank God. We rambled a lot on this one.
We
if you got stuck to the bitter end.
If you're here at the end, like comment down below.
Good job.
Of mashed potato chips.
Mashed potato chips, yeah.
Just put that in the comments and we'll know.
And we'll know that you made it through. Yeah. And we want to thank Family Dollar, our new sponsor.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
If you're tired of buying cheap shit at other places that...
Other dollar stores.
Other dollar stores.
Yeah.
Go to the real dollar store and, you know, buy some real shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you know that you can actually buy an entire Dollar Tree at Family Dollar?
I did not know that.
For $1.
But that sounds like a good deal.
$1.
You know, if you want to franchise a Dollar Tree, just go to the real dollar store, the Dollar... Family Dollar.
Yep. The father of
Dollar Tree. Yes. So, so Family Dollar, if you really want to be a sponsor, just let us know.
Oh yeah.
Well, and we try. But make sure that you're going out to buy us a virtual beer. Make sure you hit subscribe and also go out to the merch page, and you can, through the end of this month, I believe you can use the code word or promo code DUMB and save 10% on any randomness t-shirt.
Yep. We got some, what, hoodies and
there's some new hoodies out there. Army of Dumb.
The Army of Dumb.
Yep. We got
you guys. What are we up to? 89?
Guns out, dumbs out.
89er tanks. Of the Dumb.
Yep. So,
so if you're part of the Dumb Army, go get you a shirt.
Get you a shirt. I think that's all.
That's it.
That's all. Later, dummies.
Later.